Yo, episode 22 of this podcast that I do. Well, it's not. I don't consider this a podcast. It's an audio boo. I mean, it is a podcast, but it's not the. Yeah, you get it. And if you don't, stop listening. I really don't give a fuck. So today is Monday, and I don't really know what to talk about. Actually, I always go into these not knowing what to talk about, but I figure. I was thinking about video games this morning because I've been reading, while on the can, I've been reading Game Informer, like, a lot more. These past few past few issues have been really good, and I'm not usually a fan of that magazine, but they've really stepped it up in the past few issues, and they have feature articles that actually are interesting, and the latest one has... Actually, I think it has three covers, and they're all ugly. It's kind of this, like, oil painting of... it's kind of like The Last Supper-ish of video games characters. So, it's supposed to be, I think, 30 of this decade's characters that define... video game characters that define this decade. And I'm actually reading through it word for word, unlike normally where I just skim past all the stupid shit and go right to the reviews. And so... I think I'm on, like, 13, and I'm actually reading the ones, even the ones that I've never played the games of. Like, I've never played Mass Effect 1 or 2, nor have I played Dragon Age Origins, which I did order through Cyber Monday on Amazon. It was $40 for the Ultimate Edition, which really is about $200 worth of game for $40, and plus I had $10 credit from buying Rock Band 3, so it made it only $30. And the game, people are still playing it today from when they started, you know, November 7th of last year. I think that's when it came out. How does he know the date? Because I know fucking everything about video games. That's not true at all. Getting that. And I really want Assassin's Creed 2 and 3. I played part of 1. Actually, I played about... I don't know, 14 hours of one, but that doesn't really mean anything, because you can go around just assassinating and running from cops for, you know, hours on end. And really, if you've never played Assassin's Creed 1, I say don't, or play 2 hours of it and then stop. Seriously, immediately stop playing it. If you don't, you only have yourself to blame, because the game is really great for 2 hours, and then you realize it's the same thing for the next, I don't know, 17 more hours of the game. So I'm going to pick up two. Actually, I want to. On Amazon, it's $30, but the Cyber Monday deal, it's Tuesday now, so I don't know if it's still going on, but the Cyber Monday deal makes it $20. So that's a real good price, and plus I've been trading in games to Amazon. They have a really good trade-in system. It's real cheap. Shipping is free, and they give you pretty good prices. Better than GameStop, that's for sure, but that's not really saying much, since GameStop can go suck back baby dicks. So I'm actually waiting on my shit, because I sold my Wii, what, last week or the week before, and I sent those games out yesterday, and I'm hoping to get them back, get my credit. They just deposit electronically. I hope to get it in the next 2 days, and then I can just put it right into Amazon's Creed. Yeah, Amazon's Creed. And we'll see if it's still $20 by then, Assassin's Creed 2. Assassin's Creed 3, the multiplayer is really fascinating to me, because I played the Assassin's Creed iPhone game, and it's the exact same thing. It's a game of hide-and-seek, and you don't know who's who, but there's like a little... radar that you gotta follow to get the guy you're trying to kill. And I love that kind of game where everybody's trying to deceive each other. Video game or card game. Card games like Bang, which, if you haven't played Bang, the card game, you need to do that. Like, even if you're not into card games, it's awesome. You get like six dudes together, get a little drunk. You don't even need to get drunk. And you start talking shit to each other. Bang is one of the best card games out there. Card games actually are my favorite kind of games, even more so than video games. Card games such as collectible card games, and just playing cards. Just better than video games, in my opinion. But that's just me. Let me know Dragon Age Oranges, and all that other shit, if it's any good. Because there's nothing coming out until, like, April. Twitter.com/FreakingMeOn.